Do you listen to local prophets? This is Father Scott C. Toller. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. He really does. Does that mean He's going to wave a magic wand over your head and make your life just peachy creamy? Does that mean that you're never going to have another problem or a cross to carry in your life? Does that mean that it's easy street from now on? No. It's not what St. Peter says in his letter when he says, cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. That means don't take on all your problems by yourself. Let the Lord be there for you. Let the Lord lift you up, like we sing, on eagle's wings. Bear you up on eagle's wings. You know, let the Lord encourage you, strengthen you. Let the Lord help you carry your cross. He wants to do that. Will you let Him? Today's scripture is one of the short one-liners that I often use. It's from Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 24. Jesus, I tell you the truth, He continued, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. Well, I need to spend a little bit of time situating that quote. You might recognize it if you're one who regularly reads the Gospels. You might recognize immediately from chapter 4 of Luke's Gospel. It's when Jesus, for the first time, He visits His hometown. And He goes into the synagogue. They hand him the scripture. It's rolled up. He unrolls it. He goes to the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He sent me to proclaim good news to the poor, to release the prisoners, sight to the blind, ransom the captive, to heal broken hearts, and proclaim a year of favor from the Lord. But then, up until then, of course, the people were finding that his very favorable words. Obviously, his reputation had gone on about how many miracles he had performed in other places. Now they're really thinking, well, he's coming to his hometown. Certainly he's going to work big-time miracles here. And then Jesus says this quote, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. That's why I began the program out with, do you listen to local prophets? Now, I'm not talking about the stock markets. I'm not talking about profits, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. I'm talking about P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S. Now, I once heard a definition of an expert. An expert is somebody who travels 50 miles to give a talk. Now, there are experts in that very midst. In your very family, your mother, your father, your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife may be serving as a prophet for you this very day. Are you able to get beyond their flaws? Because I don't know a prophet. Look at the prophets. They all had their struggles in life. There's no perfect prophet because they're humans, and we humans are not perfect. Are you able to get beyond the flaws of the local prophets? The ones in your family? Your immediate family, your extended family? Can you listen to them and you turn them right off because, one, you don't want to hear what they have to say. Two, you don't want to improve and you think if you give any credence to what they say, you'll have to improve. Three, it's better to point out their faults and feelings rather than to think that they could possibly have some important message from God for you personally. Can I tell you the hardest thing about being a preacher? The hardest thing about being a preacher is balancing the loving sayings of Jesus with the hard sayings of Jesus. Jesus had some wonderful loving sayings. He said, come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I'll give you rest. The Father and I will come and make our home with you. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. I will not leave you orphans. The gates of hell shall not prevail against you. You'll be able to do the works I do, even greater works, huh? The danger is if you only preach the loving sayings of Jesus, you invite people to complacency. They don't feel any call to conversion. They just got their big warm fuzzy and they're comfortable with that. But there's a danger in preaching the hard sayings of Jesus. And Jesus had some hard sayings, some very prophetic sayings. Like, if your hand's a source of sin, cut it off. If your eye's a source of sin, pluck it out. Take up your cross every day and follow me. Unless the seed falls to the ground and dies, it cannot bear fruit. The man who tries to save his life will lose it. The man who loses his life will find it. Huh? He had very challenging sayings. Well, what's the danger of only preaching the challenging sayings of Jesus? Well, then you overwhelm people. You say, how can anybody live this? There's no joy in this message. What's good about this news? So, I can honestly tell you, after many, 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 many years of preaching, that it's hard to balance the loving sayings of Jesus with the hard sayings of Jesus. It really, really is. And yet we need to do that. I do that all the time, or try to do that in my preaching. I try to do that in my radio ministry. And you need to do that. Yeah, you, because you've been called to be a prophet. And you're saying, I missed that. When did that happen? At your baptism? So if you were baptized in infancy, yeah, you really did miss it. Let's go back. Let's go back to when you were baptized. Okay? If you were baptized in the Catholic Church, you were anointed twice. You were anointed on your breast. Okay? That was earlier and long in the ceremony. And then towards the end of the ceremony, you were anointed on the crown of your head. And here's the words that the priest said when he anointed you in the crown of your head. As Christ was anointed priest, prophet, hear it, prophet, priest, prophet, and king, so I anoint you. And you're being anointed to do what? To share in the priesthood of Christ, the prophetic call of Christ, and the kingship of Christ. The universal priesthood of the church. We're all called to be priests. Not everybody's called to be sacramental priests in the sense that one is called to dedicate his life full time. But we're all called to the universal priesthood of Christ. We're all called to be prophets. So no, you can't excuse yourself. You can't say, well, God doesn't want me to be a prophet. I don't remember being called a prophet. It's too scary to be a prophet. I know what happens to prophets. They get killed. And then maybe later, honored to say, no, I'll pass. Well, there's no passing. Uh-uh. You need to speak the truth when convenient and inconvenient, Paul says. One of my favorite definitions of being a prophet is a prophet is somebody who comforts the disturbed and disturbs the comfortable. Well, that becomes very difficult for us to disturb the comfortable, right? Well, we got to do it. Let me tell you about a time I was preaching once. I preached at a mass and I said some very challenging things during my homily. I was, what I think, being prophetic. After the Mass, I'm greeting people, and this guy walks up to me and says, boy, those were good words. There was a lot of people there who needed to hear your words. And then I looked at the man and I said, well, what did you need to hear? And he looked at me and got all, flustered. Yeah, we all need to hear prophetic words. Some need to be comforted. Others need to be challenged. And can you imagine you being the one that God wants to use to challenge or to comfort? Oh, well, we all don't mind comforting people. Huh? People like us when we comfort them. Challenging them, well, that's another story. For kids to say to their parents, why is it, Mom and Dad, that you can get up early on a Saturday or Sunday morning to take me to soccer or hockey or whatever, but you can't get up to take me to church? Imagine children saying that to their parents. You know, Mom and Dad, I made my first Holy Communion, and I hardly ever get to receive communion, and I want to receive communion. Or can you hear spouses saying to each other prophetic words? We're spending too much money. You're drinking too much. You're too negative. You're too hard on the children. Your language is inappropriate. Or imagine being prophetic to your boss, prophetic to your pastor, to your neighbor, to your best friend. Imagine being a teenager who prophetically says, it is wrong to have sex outside of marriage. That's not going to win you a lot of friends. It needs to be said, though. It is wrong to say to your best friend, it is wrong to experiment with drugs. It is wrong to lie to your parents. It's wrong to commit suicide. We've got to make some decisions here, folks, because you know what? The book of Revelation says, listen to this, the lukewarm I will vomit out of my mouth. Whoa, how graphic is that? Yeah. God does not want us to be malvitous. He doesn't want us to be mediocre. He doesn't want us to be lukewarm. He wants to be passionate. We need to be passionate about the Gospels. You know who our prayer partners are today? Priests. Would you pray for priests? And by the way, whisper one for me, okay? I don't often ask you on this program to pray for me, but you need to pray for me, okay? So I practice what I preach. Please pray for priests. We have a shortage of priests. We need priests. Good, holy priests. Okay, today's food for thought is, Christians are the light of the world, but the switch must be turned on. Bingo, huh? Good one. Christians are the light of the world, but the switch must be turned on. Today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. Two Americans were traveling in Germany and decided to go to church. Knowing no German, they figured to play safe by picking out a dignified-looking gentleman sitting in front of them and doing whatever he did. During the service, the pastor made a special announcement, and the man in front of them rose. So the two Americans rose quickly, only to be met by roars of laughter. When the service was over, they discovered that the pastor spoke English, and they asked what caused the laughter. Oh, said the pastor, I was announcing a baptism and asked the father of the child to stand. Get it? Well, contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me know if you listen to the program. Send me your prayer intentions. I will storm heaven with you and for you. I will, I promise. Let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It tells you where I'm preaching. There's always humor. It tells you about my work with the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. It comes out 6 times a year and there's no charge for it. You can send me a check of any amount. I appreciate any amount to help me keep my hospital going for the very poor down in southern Mexico in Oaxaca. You make the check out to T.S. and Thomas, T-A-S-H, Inc. Stands for the Anacetar Hospital. I named it after my mom. She was a great inspiration. Send it to 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And don't forget to visit my website, Father Scott, spell it out, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord.